Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG in health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongim Sindown Naman Australia na PNG.
Hello and welcome to AHC On Air. I am Amanda Kundil and this is our International Women's Day edition. Every year on the 8th of March, International Women's Day is observed to celebrate the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating women's equality. The 2023 IWD theme is Digital, Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. IWD 2023 recognizes and celebrates the women and girls who are championing the advancement of transformative technology and digital education. It will explore the impact of the digital gender gap on widening economic and social inequalities. In this edition, we will hear from three amazing women who are thriving in the digital space. First up, we hear from Pauline Suvi, the Head of Science Department at Sogeri National School of Excellence. Pauline has been an active leader in the PNG OAS Partnership Secondary Schools Initiative since 2019. PASS has been supporting educators and students to build leadership skills and use student-centered and project-based learning approaches to improve education outcomes. PASS is also improving the understanding and relationship between Papua New Guinea and Australia. Pauline is currently completing her postgraduate certificate in STEM education with the Queensland University of Technology through an Australia Awards scholarship. Thank you for joining us, Pauline.
My pleasure.
First, could you share with us your interest in STEM education and why you've chosen it for your postgrad certificate?
Basically, I see STEM education as the way forward for my country. And to me, as a woman, STEM education gives me leverage to address STEM pedagogies in the classroom in this hybrid world where we do learning now, online, offline. And as a woman, it empowers me in my position as the head of science and, of course, the STEM coordinator. It also allows me to develop my digital skills in learning online and using other digital platforms. Yeah, so that's basically that.
Great. Thank you, Pauline. I understand you are a part of the first women leader cohort under the PASS program, or Leader Mary, which was delivered online via Google Meet in 2021.
That's right.
One of its objectives is to enhance digital literacy through online collaboration. How would you say you are doing this?
Well, it's helping me to have that freedom to communicate and collaborate with other women across different provinces. And it has grown me as a professional woman, and I am able to be creative using digital literacy and, of course, to analyze things critically. It has a big impact on myself being literate digitally.
Great. Pauline, as an educator yourself, how important do you see digital education to be?
I see digital literacy for women very, very important because it empowers them. Basically, it empowers women to have flexibility, and they're able to use technology so that it builds confidence in them or young girls to become leaders in their space. It also addresses socioeconomic through digital entrepreneurship. It gives women responsibility, and of course, it gives them that ability to connect and communicate across diverse cultures and people. In a nutshell, I would say it gives women and girls choice over what to learn, when to learn, and where to learn.
Great. Pauline, lastly, you know, we live in a digital world. Internet use is on the rise. Mobile phones are becoming prolific. Social media platforms provide ways of connecting. However, not everyone has benefited. Women and girls continue to be excluded from participating fully in the digital age, in science and technology careers, and are subjected to technology-facilitated gender-based violence, which threatens their rights, safety, and well-being. How do you think we can manage these risks in schools and as parents?
Well, you see, there's a saying that says that when the difference in power is acknowledged and addressed, people with the most power have the influence over most decisions, regardless of the quality of knowledge. So having empowerment in digital literacy is very important for women. But then again, it comes to the safety of women using this technology to leverage them in terms of where they are, whether they are students or whether they're professional women like me. Yeah. So it is our responsibility to make sure that, yes, we accept this changing world where we need technology, but it has to be user-friendly for girls to use, and as much as possible, their safety. The safety is very important to keep them safe. And I believe this is all our responsibility as parents, community, teacher, everyone's responsibility to make sure that girls use technology and they're as safe as possible.
Thank you so much, Pauline. And we thank you for your time in joining us on this edition of AHC on Air.
Thank you for having me, and it's my pleasure. And I will continue to support girls and women empowerment in any way I can. Thank you.
Great. We now take a short break, and when we return, we will speak to the co-founder of Mstred Holdings, Ms. Bunny Nadez.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic, and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea. Australia supports the government of Papua New Guinea to achieve and implement their plans that empower women and girls, such as the National Gender-Based Violence Strategy, the Sorcery National Action Plan, and various other economic and health policies. Our priorities are increasing women's leadership and influence, increasing women's economic empowerment, and violence prevention and response.
This pela and one pela big pela talk save igolongol man Mary. CKSF ikalap igolongol nara pela peles Long Highlands na emken kilimol peak bilong yumi. Suppose yumi no walking one pela something now. Noken karim peak long one pela hap igolong nara pela. Noken karim peak meet long walkabout bilong you. Na bani sim all peak belong you. Puti malong all peak na ringim nakia long 1801332 o tok save long all walkman long place belong you sa pespiki sick o indai.
Tokorai tikam na National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
Welcome back to the AHC on Air on our International Women's Day edition. Joining me now is Miss Bunny Nadez. In 2014, Bunny Nadez launched Mstred Holdings Limited, a licensed internet service provider that aims to bring affordable, reliable internet access to the rural schools and communities. Among many of her accomplishments, Bunny won a Women in Leadership Fellowship to Canberra in 2019. Joining us now is Bunny. Thank you so much, Bunny.
Thank you for having me on this program, and it's a pleasure.
Great. Bunny, we'll go straight into our questions. Could you tell us about the work of Mstred and how many communities you have reached so far? And why do you think it is important for internet connectivity to reach them?
Thank you. That's a really good question. And of course, you know, Mstred is all about connectivity. Mm-hmm. And it's 9 years of our operations in the country. And we've gone enough far and wide, reaching out to the rural communities, and not only that, but also in the cities as well. So our aim is to actually Basically, our main focus right now is connect the unconnected. And that's where we actually focus on because, you know, this day and age, most of our people are still unconnected. So it is our aim to ensure that we bring our services across the last mile so that they get connected too. And you know that PNG geography is very mountainous as well. Yes. And the challenges of getting across to the other side to get our people connected too is a huge challenge. But, you know, it's been MStrat focus, you know, over the years to bring connectivity to these areas that are not only, you know, bringing our services, you know, but also getting them to get connected so that they can be able to exchange information.
Yes. Great. Thank you, Bunny. You've gone ahead to establish a co-working hub and launch PNG's first ever owned e-commerce platform. That's big. What was the drive to do this?
You know, this, everything that I do is actually, you know, it's actually core of your heart of what you want to do to help our fellow Papua New Guineans, you know, across the country. And I guess, like, you know, for me, starting up my own business, you know, it was so hard for me to get help. It was a very suppressive environment, I will add on to this. And as a person starting up, you know, you got to look around for help and you got to look around for people to see, you know, what you're trying to do and access to those platforms so that you can be able to empower yourself to build what you want to build in your business. So so that is a very reason why after coming back from Silicon Valley at the time, and that is what was with Barack Obama, you know, with his Global Entrepreneurship Summit. And it was held in Silicon Valley. And they took me around looking at these, you know, co-working hubs. And we had entrepreneurs, about 500 entrepreneurs across the world that were selected to attend this summit in Silicon Valley. It was amazing where you get to learn a lot from other entrepreneurs. You get to share information. You got to share ideas. And we're taking across you know, co-working hubs, and you could see the amount of help and an enabling environment that helped people to prosper. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg, these, you know, Uber guys and all these guys were there. And they were sharing their story, how this co-working hub was their platform to enable their idea to grow. And look where they're at now. And that was the idea that I brought forward to that, because I myself also wanted to create these platforms where we can be able to provide for our fellow Papua New Guineans to have access to these platforms so you can be able to, you know, grow in your business ideas and get help and bridge those gaps that will help us move forward to another level as well. So if you talk about the hub, you know, it's more like a, you know, a platform, an ecosystem where entrepreneurs can come together, collaborate, share ideas, and grow together. For us, as a hub, you know, we provide these entrepreneur resources that we bring visibility to our SMEs or entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs and bring them out there or give them the tool that they can use to grow their business idea. And we provide all these programs that also help them to look into their business to grow that as well. So we run various programs and partnerships that we bring in to actually help our fellow entrepreneurs grow.
In your opinion, as a successful entrepreneur in the digitech space, would you say the advancement of transformative technology and digital education, as you've mentioned, will help achieve gender equality and empower women and girls?
Yes, I believe so, because I've seen technology, I've seen these digital platforms absolutely enabling, you know, others in what we are doing. And I'm just a one person along doing all these things. Imagine all of us coming together, you know, coming together to push this forward, not only in my, not only in the connectivity, but in other things that I am doing. And one voice is not enough.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One voice is not enough. And basically, when we're trying to push this forward, language becomes a barrier. Papua New Guinea, we have about 800 plus languages and culturally we are different in our own ways, and sharing that information becomes a struggle.
I agree.
And becomes a challenging bit as well, because you know, distribution of information to one ethnic group to another is different.
Yeah.
So how do we simplify those things to get out there and share the information so that everybody knows what's happening around around this, you know? And basically, you know, if you look at, if you tell me like how many successful women in business in Papua New Guinea, if we talk about women, like leave gender aside, but like, you know, if you ask me, you know, because we're ingrained in our culture that we just don't see the importance of what we can do as women, you know. Of course, you know, people will be talking about, you know, gender equality, you know, other things that we are advocating for in terms of women, but how is it, what will I say, the outcome of it, you know, how is that measured in terms of the programs that we run? Because, you know, it's a struggle for us to break through.
Yes.
And you know it, we all know it. Even we acknowledge, even, you know, our fellow members in the house acknowledge that, but you don't just do it for the sake of saying and doing. You have to support them right through. We need male champions to support women in business like us to go past that. And if you're supporting women in politics too, you don't just do it just for the sake of elections and campaign. You've got to see them through and support them all the way through. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to business, it is where we need the support. And of course, we've got so many intelligent women and things are changing, but still, many females are intimidated. You know what I'm saying? Many females are suppressed. But we know that we can be able to, you know, do that. And for us to push through those, you know, challenges that we see and we face, we continue to do what we want to do. And at the same time, you know, basically, you know, our focus, especially, you know, through MStrate, like our business, like for me, put gender aside, you know, I appreciate, I actually look at potential and talent and how can you create those environment to empower them to rise up as young people and be the voice to make that change together.
Vani, finally, how much of PNG would you like to bring internet connectivity, you know, coming back to the communities that you've reached? And I'm sure you have like a lot of young girls who look up to you as a role model in this space. What would be your advice to them?
I really wanted to connect the entire Papua New Guinea, and as a Papua New Guinean, like I am 101% committed to push the boundaries to see the entire Papua New Guinea connected to you know, and have access to information. And of course, I'm not doing this half-hearted. I do it with my whole entire heart, entire being. And you know, if you open my heart, you will see clearly like what I really want to deliver for this is as well. And if I can change one region, I'm sure that we can change the rest of the region through technology. And to do this is that, like I said earlier, is that, you know, I'm just a one person. But imagine if we have pool of people, strong will, strong mind people who wanted to make a change. You know, that is not going to stop us. And we can do it together. But if we don't get support, if we talk about, you know, support especially, and it'd be really nice to have female, you know, who think like me and who are very strong, who are positioned to just break boundaries and come together, we will be a force. We will be an influence and we'll be unstoppable. And we can make the change. And that's the time we will earn our own respect as women, that we're making a difference, that we're able to influence that. Imagine, imagine, you know, a pool of those women coming together with influence, with willpower, and we stand together unbreakable and unstoppable. Imagine what we can do for the rest of the country.
That's pretty powerful. You know, listeners, that was Vani Nader speaking on the importance of internet connectivity in this technological world and how MStrad is trying to expand internet connectivity. Thank you so much again, Vani, for your time with us on AHC On Air.
Yes, and I might add to those young women or young people out there, you know, you've got to be confident.
Yeah.
You know, confidence is the biggest thing that you can build for yourself. So if anything is strong at you, you're just ready to go and believe in yourself. Believe in yourself that you have, you know, something to offer for yourself as well. So, you know, never give up. Keep working. Someone's listening.
That's so true. Thank you so much again, Vani. Yeah. We'll go for another short break, and joining us on the other side is Anna Antoniewicz, an education innovator and leadership consultant.
Australia has been working to ensure that infrastructure investments continue to progress as a key component of the Papua New Guinea Australia Partnership. We're committed to delivering quality projects supporting PNG's investment in roads, maritime, aviation and telecommunications, as well as the PNG government's work to reform state-owned enterprises responsible for delivering essential services and infrastructure. Australia will continue to work in partnership with PNG to ensure our closest neighbour and our neighbourhood emerge healthy, prosperous and secure.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. There's a powerful message that comes, especially into the Prime Minister's game. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes. The NRL and rugby league in general, you know, when kids come over here to play for a rugby league side, it's not just their family that supports the team in the competition, it's the whole community of Papua New Guinea.
Thank you for staying with us on AHC On Air on our International Women's Day edition. Joining me now is professional learning designer, founder and director of Deeper Futures, a learning and leadership strategy and coaching organization. Anna Antoniewicz grew up in PNG and works with educators, policymakers, and leadership teams to challenge and empower purposeful processes that generate clarity, depth, and sustainability of effective transformation. Anna is the school capacity building specialist for PASS schools in PNG and currently leads the All Leader Mary and Learning 3 activities. Thank you for joining us, Anna.
Thanks for having me today.
Apart from your leadership activities, what are some of the digital or tech activities you lead under the All Leader Mary?
Thanks for asking. With All Leader Mary, it recognises that both our PNG and Australian partnership, that we're geographically distanced from each other. So not just between our neighbouring countries, but of course across PNG, all of our participants and the teams that we work with are geographically remote. So while many programs in the past have aimed at bringing people physically together through the peak of the pandemic, we were required to rethink a couple of the mechanisms to ensure that both individuals and teams were supported across those 12 provinces that we work, which kind of meant looking at the way that we were working in digital spaces and leveraging the different types of activities that might support us to be able to still stay connected. Yeah, so through the pandemic, the cloud-based spaces became a bit more of a primary way that we continue to communicate and collaborate and learn together. And what was helpful is that they're fairly simple to use applications for the purpose of synchronously and asynchronously collaborating and enabling people to jump online and co-design together.
Thank you, Anna. As a professional in your field, how would you describe the impact of the digital gap on economic and social inequalities?
This is an interesting question. And I think it's a question that emerges across many spaces.
Yep.
But I think with this question, you know, access and equity always brings about the acknowledgement that, you know, there's this division in who has what or how they're advantaged or disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. So the way that I see digital technologies is that they're a tool that we can use to leverage, accelerate, or to enable solutions, you know, something that we can use to solve problems. So I always try and work in a really contextual way in PNG, or in all spaces, but, you know, if I think about the Highlands Axe as a tool, but of course it has many benefits, and as a Highlander, it is an assistant to solve problems, which, you know, when I speak to my Highlands colleagues, they can explain and demonstrate the purpose of an axe, the skill required to use it in the best context in which to use an axe. You know, things that I don't have any knowledge or skill around. And they use it, this tool, for a purpose, just the way I use digital technology for a purpose. So I just think about it, digital technologies as a tool, and the way we use these tools, it depends on our context. And, you know, so for my Highlands colleagues, they need an axe to break the ground and to cultivate the land to, you know, produce food. And I need technology to connect with people and to grow skills. And so, kind of getting back to your question, you know, the impact of the digital gap at this point in time in PNG is relative to the context in which people need the tool. While there are these digital spaces that are evolving, digital tools have not yet been required in every single context across PNG. And for this reason, it would not make sense for everybody to have, you know, a laptop or a mobile phone or, you know, all of this software that does really specific nuanced tasks, as they would in other countries who every citizen's, you know, social and economic value relies on this level of literacy or value, you know, literacy across their population. So it doesn't mean that PNG is not moving ahead at a rapid pace. With this connection of the Coral Sea Cable and, you know, many more people have experienced a significant change in their ability to access the internet and consequently be personal users of what the internet has to offer. And this comes with a big question about the type of content and the type of tools that are being accessed and the purpose for these. But what I've attempted to do through the lens of Parson or Leader Mary is to think about the types of tools that support educator literacy. And so they're not just developing the skills and confidence to use the technology, but also how to use these tools safely in their spaces. You know, just as using a Highlands axe, there's a safe way to use it. This needs to apply to the way that we're using digital technologies.
Thank you, Anna. Just one final question before we let you go. From your experience, would you agree that bringing women into the workplace results in more creative solutions and greater potential for innovations that meets women's needs and promote gender equality?
Look, the simple answer is yes, but the nuance of these gender equity challenges is that the partnership of all genders should be a priority. I'm really fortunate to experience both men and women who lead with integrity and creativity and respect, and they're incredibly innovative. So it's, you know, I'm really lucky to be part of these teams in PNG and around the world where men and women model quality leadership and they build the capacity of each other to lead well. And, you know, these examples are by far the strongest, most equitable, most respectful of work environments where all people thrive regardless of their gender. And, you know, this is what we should be aiming for. This is what we would call, you know, a high-functioning team. However, I acknowledge that this is often the exception. It's not the rule. And, you know, we do see a diversity of workplaces that do not approach the way that they work in teams with the same diversity. So I guess having diversity of people around the table is the most critical element that enables us to truly represent our communities and be fully inclusive of what they see is important from where they stand. If we look around at organisations and see anything but a reflection of our community, the question is, how do we ensure that there is a diversity of our people being represented? And if there is a gross imbalance, we need to ask questions and, you know, find ways to ensure that we're creating the conditions for, you know, this optimum high-functioning teams.
Yeah.
And ones that enable everybody to thrive. And, you know, in saying this, the research says that women generally do bring an inclusive community mindset to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So by having women leading and contributing ensures that other groups are included and considered,
mm-hmm.
which also means that by default there's a greater diversity for creative solutions and potential for innovation for all people.
Thank you so much, Anna. Well, listeners, this brings us to the end of this month's edition of AHC on Air on our International Women's Day. Do join us next month for another episode of AHC on Air. Until then, I am Amanda Kundil, and it's bye for now.
Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG in health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongim Sindown, Namel Australia, and our PNG.